This is Sharp Money with Patrick Maher and Amal Shaw on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Sharp Money, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network, is brought to you by DraftKings. The crown is yours as we welcome you in Thanksgiving Eve. Happy Thanksgiving to all of you. It's an exciting week. I'm Patrick Maher, live from Los Angeles. We'll get to the big guy in just a bit. He's acting foolish. BetsGiving is popping off. If you haven't signed up, the app is awesome, the DraftKings app. We'll get to that in a second. But BetsGiving, which is getting very competitive here at VSiN. BetsGiving is going on right now. You can join the social club. I encourage you all to go join because you can check out the picks as well and tail, whether it be Wes, JVT, the big guy, whomever is involved, the whole entire crew here at VSiN over the next few days for BetsGiving, second annual. Make sure you get involved. I'll get to the big guy in just a second. Shame. And don't you smile. You shouldn't be smiling. You should be embarrassed with yourself the way you've been acting, which is quite foolish. Before we let you know what's happening on the show, this is important. Let me get you set up on the numbers for tomorrow, Thanksgiving. Green Bay, Detroit. You do realize Detroit has been hosting Thanksgiving Day games since 1934. Look it up, kids. That's 90 years, okay? And tomorrow, it's lit because they're good for the first time in a long time, sitting 8-2, hosting Green Bay, who with the win against the Chargers on Sunday, two bad teams, the Chargers and the Packers. However, they come into this still alive. And right now we're showing 8 on the screen. That's not true. We're now sitting 7.5 blanketed across the board. I'll go DraftKings here, 7.5, 47. That sandwich game. Remember, yesterday we told you Dallas was 11. If you wanted to bet Dallas, you had to bet them yesterday because that number is going to keep going up. It's going to continue to go up, and it has. Shout to Jonathan Goulet and Femi Abebefe because their Cowboys are up to 12.5. Shouldn't be laying that wood to anybody. However, it is the Commanders, and remember, the Commanders just got beat by your boy, Salami DeVitz. Okay, so then the late game, San Francisco, again, stop smiling. There's nothing to smile about. You're in trouble. I'll come to you in a second. San Francisco, Seattle. San Francisco right now, the Niners laying 7.5 at DraftKings. I do see a couple of sevens in the market, and you got a 44 on the total. A little house cleaning as we kick off today's program. And I'm going to say this because I'm just excited. In however many months we've been doing Sharp Money, I would say that today's lineup of guests are my very favorite that we've had. So that's a good job by the big guy. Although, again, no need to smile. Mike Stone, one of my mentors and a hero of mine, 97.1 The Ticket. And Detroit, Michigan is going to join us. Looking forward to talking to Stoney. Thomas Gable, who has been on a freaking heater in college hoops. If you're a VSiN Pro subscriber, you get the Gable picks. He sends them to me in the morning. I send them to the big guy. And when he doesn't botch it, more on that to come, he loads it up with your boy, Billy AD, okay, for the picks page. Andy Staples, probably the best one doing it when it comes to college football, a good friend of the program. He's going to join. And then straight from the U.S. trading room floor at DraftKings, Brennan White will join us as well. I started off the top with a little Happy Thanksgiving Eve. Just as a reminder, first off, enjoy yourself, enjoy your family, have some fun, but get an Uber. Get a designated driver. Just kind of a PSA to start Sharp Money here presented by DraftKings. Just let's make sure we do that. Okay. I mentioned BetsGiving. So let's bring in the big guy. Unfortunately, and again, a little bit of shame here associated with the big guy because the big guy is attacking. That's Dustin Sweetelson live from Bar Canada there, the D, downtown Las Vegas. Don't wave, idiot. Downtown Las Vegas, Fremont Street. He is attacking BetsGiving like Hunger Games, okay? He's acting foolish. And frankly, there's a little drama going on behind the scenes here at VSiN because people are getting annoyed with him. And what JVT, we were just texting before the show. He said he's treating BetsGiving like a pickup game where he's taking it way too seriously. Everybody just came to the gym to get some run, and the big guy's checking them. Like all this, it's 60 minutes of hell with Arkansas back in the day. That's how he's treating Betsgiving. Now, if you don't know what Betsgiving is, it's a contest that we've got going on for the holidays that you can follow along with all your favorite hosts and experts here at VSiN. I'd like to start with a challenge to our bosses. Okay. When I think of Thanksgiving, I think of the Nina, I think of the Pinta, I think of the Santa Maria, I think of Cowboys, I think of Indians, I think of C. Columbus, and I think of family. All right. I think of stuffing. I think of mac and cheese. I don't think of pie because pie is disgusting, but I think of family. So here's a little challenge. Mr. Mead, pay attention. Stacey McCollum, pay attention. Your boy, John Goulet, pay attention. Bill, that's you. Pay attention. I want you four involved in Betsgiving. Okay? Put up or shut up. Everybody's involved. Let's get the bosses involved. This is a familial thing. It's family here. Sharp Money, VSiN, DraftKings. We're all part of the same family. Let's get involved. Now, speaking of DraftKings, before I bring the big guy in, I am delaying it because he's annoying. Before I bring Dustin in, I got to give a shout out to whoever created the DraftKings app. And Dustin, you're going to co-sign this. This person can play for me any day. I don't know if it's a guy. I don't know if it's a girl, but it's definitely the most talented person that works at DraftKings. Okay, here, let me explain something to you. As somebody that's been betting his whole entire life, and I'm 45 years old, the functionality and actionability of an app, or just being able to bet in game without delays, and the fluidity of an app when you're scrolling and trying to find, and just the accessibility is so important. As a matter of fact, I bailed on books in the past because they just didn't have an accessible app. Whoever did the DraftKings, like, let's give a shout out. And maybe Len, maybe Stacey, a little bonus in their stocking this year. Now, we bring in the big guy. Look, here's the thing about Betsgiving and why Goulet and the crew came up with it. It's supposed to be about unity. It's supposed to be friendly competition amongst coworkers. Bro, we can see in the community. You can go there. Anybody can go sign up right now on the DraftKings app and become part of the Betsgiving community. We can see who's placing bets. You've placed like 20 plus bets while everybody has a maximum of two. Like, you're attacking this like it's the last meal. You have to settle down. It's embarrassing, the show.
I attack every meal like it's my last meal. I have some general rules, though, Patrick. In life, if I'm going to watch TV, I'm going to watch a whole season of a show. If I'm going to party, we're going out till the sun comes up. If I'm going to eat, I'm eating till it hurts and my pants don't fit. If I'm going to drink, we're blacking out. Like, that's the deal. Like, if I'm going to bet,
can't condone that,
I'm going all the way. And if we're going to compete, I'm either going to win the whole damn thing or I'm going to come in last place. I'm going to Ricky Bobby this thing. If you're not first, you're last. That's my motto. Build up a bankroll. Go big. Go hard. Go for the belt.
Yes, but here's the thing. It's like JVT. I said, what do you think of the big guy attacking Betsgiving like it's Hunger Games? And then he screenshotted what he sent you this morning, which is to say, ease up on the gas pedal, big guy. You're going to embarrass yourself if you're going too hard. People are starting to whisper behind the scenes about your competitiveness.
Yeah, let them talk. I'm putting on a headband, wristbands, knee pads. We're hitting the floor. We're not letting any ball squeak by.
You smacking wood.
Yeah. Let's freaking go.
Like you're Bobby Hurley back in the day.
I don't understand this. How do you not have competitive juices? How do you not want to win? Like, I don't understand how you would go into anything and not want to be the best.
Because it's just about, like, Thanksgiving, the holidays, it's a congenial feel. It's good vibes. It's more just about competing with your coworkers in a fun, jovial way. People don't realize, like, everybody should have an opportunity that pays attention to VSiN to just have one phone call with Dustin Sweetelson one day. The amount of trash talk and he unloads on me daily. I just sit there and take it all in. But you're just so competitive. You know what? You're going to get fired.
Well, look, this is a thing that's gone back my entire life. I don't know if you know this. Like, we've been friends a long time. We never talked about this. But I got kicked out of, like, two sports leagues growing up because, one, I started a three-team hockey fight. And then, two, I threw my helmet at an umpire.
Yeah, you're unhinged.
Yeah, but
you're uninged.
But I like winning, and I win a lot of championships. That's the goal here. Win the damn belt.
Okay, so here's what we're going to do. Each hour, you and I, out loud, and then we'll point everybody to the Betsgiving social as well, we're going to make a bet. So I just told you to chill on the betting. We're going to make three more over the next 3 hours. What do you think about my challenge to Stacy, Len, John, and Bill A.D., a.k.a. James Bond, a.k.a. Cary Grant of VSiN? What do you think about the challenge? I want everybody involved.
You want what was it again? I don't remember. I was planning my shtick because you were going to call me out. I was writing my shtick down.
I literally said that our bosses should be involved in Betsgiving as well.
Bill was involved last year. I don't know why he opted out. It's an interesting move.
Sigma okay. Derby. 14 across the way. Yeah, you can hear in the background Sigma Derby, which is either the bane of our existence or the best thing that's ever happened to the show. I can't quite figure it out. 14 games across the NBA today, 14 NHL, 51 across college basketball. And by the way, You know what? I went money line with Kansas. They were minus 120. They're pissed after their loss last night. Shaka Smart was acting a fool. Number four Marquette beats the number one seed Kansas last night. Tennessee also lost. So right now in Maui, Kansas up 32-28. College hoops across the board today. And when we return, let's jump into the NFL slate because there's a lot to do. 3-point stance. Get it ready. We've got sound. I'm sure we've got Wilson. And we have to get to the Tom Brady sound. If you didn't hear what Tom Brady said, I've got Lamar Jackson news as well. But if you didn't hear what Tom Brady said, Tom Brady is acting a fool. And we'll discuss it coming back. Happy Thanksgiving. Sharp Money.
This is Sharp Money with Patrick Maher and Amal Shaw on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Total Wine, Spirits, Beer, and more. The lowest prices for over 30 years. You're going to find what you love and love what you find. Please drink responsibly. Must be 21 years or older. We got you back here, Sharp Money. The big guy, Dustin Sweetelson. I'm Patrick Maher. As we say hi and happy Thanksgiving. You know what we should do? We're going to get to the NFL news, get you caught up on week 12 in the NFL. Also have the Egg Bowl tomorrow, which we can discuss. But what we should do is talk about a happy ending. Settle down, Dustin. We need to talk about something that went down yesterday. Now, the gentleman, again, Thomas Gable, who's going to be joining us coming up on the program, kind of take you behind the scenes of a bookmaker during Thanksgiving week because it's busy. Let's put it this way. He's not going to be spending time with the family. But Thomas Gable runs the Race and Sports Book at the Borgata in Atlantic City, and he's a friend. Worked with him for years when we were doing the Lombardi line, and he's just a great freaking guy. And he is also probably the sharpest college basketball handicapper I know. Makes his power rankings there for the book, sets the lines. He's just a very sharp guy. And every morning, he's so kind. He'll say, hey, buddy, here are my plays for the day. Now, he goes deep into his bag. Like, he'll pick out some random games, some off the board. But again, he's been on a heater. And Dustin, I think he went 3-0 yesterday, which has to do with this story. But over his last 10, Thomas Gable, and this is for VSiN Pro subscribers, which we'll get to, VSiN.com/subscribe. I think he's 7-3. Do you have like a macro look at what he's done with his college basketball plays this year?
Yeah, well, so he started sending us plays November 6th, did Thomas Gable. And going back to November 6th, he is 13-6 this month.
So he's killing it. If you've been following along, if you're a VSiN pro, and you know what I'm going to do because I'm in a good mood and it is Thanksgiving Eve? I'm going to give for free his three plays today. Ooh. So I'm going to give those to you. But just so you know, most of the time we're going to give them to subscribers. Now, speaking of subscribers. So yesterday, and here's how it works, because I don't know anything technically. Okay. And Dustin's laughing because he's about to get pummeled. I have the relationship with Gable. Gable sends me the picks. I then copy, paste, forward them to the big guy. The big guy, he does so many things, not just for me, not just for the show, but for VSiN. So what he does is he takes Gable's picks and then he enters them into the picks page, VSiN.com/picks. Okay, so yesterday he entered Gable's picks and he entered them all wrong. It was a disaster.
Two of them wrong.
Okay, Andrew, two of them wrong. So Gable is there in Atlantic City at the Borgata, and somebody comes up to him and says, "Hey, Thomas, you're really loving unders this year." And Gable's like, "That's weird, because I just sent two overs to Patrick." So Gable goes to the vsin.com/picks page, and he texts me. He goes, and he's the nicest guy ever. He's like, "Hey, sorry to bother you, but just it looks like my picks may have been entered incorrectly." And so I sent the message to the big guy. The big guy said, "That's on me. I haven't had my coffee yet. Ayo." So he corrected it. It's an honest mistake. I can't pummel the big guy. However, somebody got bitter. And, you know, Bill AD, who runs everything here, along with John Goulet, they sent him, this gentleman named Bo, sends over a message and said, "Hey, I'm listening to Sharp Money, which, by the way, is my favorite show. But those two are idiots because they're saying that Thomas Gable is 2-0 on the day. And I bet his plays and I'm 0-2 on the day."
It's a valid point.
Bill AD then said, "Let me go ahead and forward this to the big guy." Big guy during the break says to me, I botched it. I did something that's not good." I said, "What'd you do?" And he said, I entered those picks from Gable incorrectly, and somebody just lost some cash." And I was like, "Don't sweat. Don't worry about it, big guy." But I could tell he was stressing about it all day.
I felt bad.
And then he called me after the show and he said, "I'm thinking about writing Bo, the subscriber," which is awesome customer service. And it shows how much you matter to all of us. He said, "I'm thinking about writing Bo and paying him back his $50. Isn't that what you said to me?"
Yeah, I did. I sent him an email apologizing for the mistake and offered to pay back what he lost on those two bets, because he would have won if it wasn't for me.
So Bo then, who he wrote a scathing email to Bill, which he should have. It's his money. People are really, you know, you don't want to get in the way of people and their money. And he was pissed, which he should have been. It was an error on our part. It was an honest error by the big guy, but it was an error. So he wrote the big guy who stand up. That is a great job by you. He writes Bo and says, "Bo, I'm sorry about that. I'm going to pay you back your $50. Bo wrote back the greatest email in the history of emails at VSiN. "No worries. Thank you for writing back. That shows a lot of fortitude and character, big guy. Love you. Love the channel. Love VSiN. Love Sharp Money." It was like, I think you and I were actually getting a little bit of a creeper. It was a great message.
I got a little emotional. He's just the sweetest guy. It's exactly what you would want from another human being, understanding we're all human beings here and we make mistakes.
So Bo Plika, a very loyal VSiN subscriber, I want to give you a shout out, because the big guy still owes you $50, but you didn't make him pay it. How's that feel, big guy?
Well, if he would have tailed me on Darius Garland and Cole Anthony last night, he would have made that $50 back.
Yeah, I will say I did. We're going to go back to the well with a prop here, Garland, because Mitchell's out. They're completely banged up. And so Garland's been taking over the bulk of the scoring. And last night, now it did go to overtime there against the 76ers, but I think he had 30 points. We just had to get over 22.5. Did they set the number at DraftKings at 22.5 for Garland tonight?
23.5, but Caris LeVert again is questionable. If Caris LeVert doesn't play, see, I thought about maybe we switch and go to Max Strus tonight, but Max Strus had a good scoring night last night, and he's not the type of guy who follows it up on a back-to-back with another good night. Feels like Garland, who rested at the beginning of that fourth quarter, they were resting those legs to use him on the back-to-back.
So we'll go back. They upped it a point. We'll go back to the well, who's on a back-to-back, that is Darius Garland, and go over the 23.5. He's cashed that, I think, his last four. Again, injuries to that Cavs backcourt. Was it you, big guy, that was telling me about the numbers for the Chiefs-Eagles game the other night, the television numbers?
Oh,
the
I thought ratings? You were going to ask me about the numbers of the Pacers game last night.
No, we can get to that in a second, but I wanted to relay this, because this is fascinating.
Oh, you're about the viewership.
Yeah, the Super Bowl rematch between the Chiefs and the Eagles. Let me give you this. That was the most watched Monday Night Football game since 1996. That's the year I graduated high school. They averaged 28.9 million viewers, Chiefs-Eagles, on Monday night. Now, check this out. We often wonder, like, is the NFL king? and our culture in USA. You think last year's NBA Christmas games averaged 4.2 million viewers. Last year's NFL Thanksgiving Day games averaged 33.5 million viewers. So again, NBA 4.2. NFL Thanksgiving 33.5. How about the Cowboys and Giants averaged 42 million last year on Thanksgiving? All right. That is ridiculous. That's the reason that Amazon coming up this Friday, that's the very first Black Friday football game. They paid $100 million just for the right to broadcast the Jets and Timothy Boyle hosting Tua and the Miami Dolphins. $100 million. And by the way, it's cheap. Okay. They paid $100 million for the rights to broadcast that game. That's unbelievable. Right now we're showing 9.5. What does that tell you? What does it tell you? Buy DraftKings stock. those numbers tell you. It just continues to boggle the mind. Again, if you look at the juxtaposition, think about it. The NBA is a monster. The NBA gets 4 million average on Christmas. The NFL gets close to 34 million on Thanksgiving. It's not even the same stratosphere.
Metaphorically, buy DraftKings stock. I don't think legally as an employee you can.
No, I'm not a financial advisor. I'm not a financial advisor, but you're looking for those tertiary companies involved with the NFL in some way. And I would say DraftKings is a good place to start. Again, not a financial advisor.
The Thanksgiving thing's fascinating how every year it does well. And this is like the first time in your lifetime the Lions are playing for something on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, no, I'm excited about it. Just a quick update. We're at the break. Tennessee, your 7th ranked team in college basketball. Kansas in Maui, tied up at 35s. So just an update there. We'll continue to update college hoops throughout the day. Also, the college football 4th edition of the rankings came out from the committee last night. The big move, big guy, was Washington jumping Florida State at 4. Your top three stayed the same. Georgia 1, Ohio State 2, and Michigan 3. Again, Washington with the win at Oregon State jumps over Florida State. They said it had nothing to do with the Jordan Travis injury. I don't know if I believe that.
I kind of do.
But what's that?
I kind of do believe that. Washington beat was Oregon State 12 when they beat them? That's another ranked win for Washington on the road in Corvallis.
Well, Washington has 4 wins against committee-ranked teams this year. That's more than anyone.
Yeah.
So again, Washington, who's been disrespected throughout the year, they beat who most people believe it's Georgia and Oregon in some sort of order there. Washington beat them, yet they continue to be disrespected. And they've got 4 wins against committee-ranked teams, so they jump over Florida State. Georgia 1, Ohio State 2, Michigan 3, and now Washington 4. NFL news, including an update on Lamar and other quarterbacks, we continue.
This is Sharp Money with Patrick Maher and Amal Shaw on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Become a VSiN pro like our guy Bo. Now's your best chance to sign up and save. We've got the Black Friday special. We're not going to do this again, so I would tell you, get over there right now if you haven't become a pro yet and sign up for $60. Now, $60 gets you everything we offer until May 1st. So that takes you through the NFL playoffs. It takes you through, obviously, college football and through March Madness. Everything we offer, daily best bets, VSiN expert leaderboard, betting splits. Now, again, the bets are worth it for more than $60 themselves, but you get the guides, you get everything, including the splits. So again, VSiN.com/subscribe. Black Friday special. It's going to go away, so go check it out. VSiN.com/subscribe. As we say hi and happy Thanksgiving, happy holidays to all of you. I'm Patrick Maher, live from Los Angeles, the big guy downtown Las Vegas there at the D. We're going to open up 3-point stance and get into the NFL news. I think we should start with the biggest mover on Thanksgiving, because we do have Pete Carroll talking about Geno Smith. I mean, that is, again, if Geno Smith isn't going to give it a go, and it looks like the number now again. Your second key number when betting the NFL, you start 3, then you go 7, right? Every bettor should know that. That's just a really easy place to start. Yesterday, we were sitting here in DraftKings. And again, some of the at times these books have to hedge because of potential injuries. But San Francisco, Seattle was sitting 6.5. Now we've moved through 7 and DraftKings is showing 7.5. What does that tell you? It tells you that they've got some intel potentially on Geno not playing or that he's significantly banged up because you move that 6.5 through 7 to 7.5. That's a monster move when it comes to NFL betting and a total of 44. That's the late game tomorrow night with San Francisco at Seattle, obviously a division matchup, big guy. And you have some sound, Pete Carroll, talking about the quarterback situation.
Yeah, this was Pete Carroll meeting with the media yesterday discussing an update on quarterback Geno Smith.
It's going to be a couple days, you know, to make sure that we let him get back and it quiets down and all that. They know the extent of it, that it isn't, you know, there's no structural issue there, but he's got a sore elbow this morning. So they're doing everything they can to work through that, and we'll see how it goes.
I mean, the line move tells you he's not going to play.
Yeah,
that's really what I'm looking at right now. Or he's going to be very hindered, right? You don't look at it differently.
No, Drew, and the tone there, yeah. But Drew Lock on Thanksgiving Day against the Niners, the way the Niners have looked, I don't know, it's not a great recipe there for Seattle, even though they're at home.
Although I will say, look, Drew Lock's not any good. I will say he did have a couple of balls, one that Jackson Smith and Jigba gave up on. And last week's game against the Rams, it's not going to be a great look if Locke has to give it a go. But again, 7.5 at home, that's a lot of points. Okay, so again, two big movers tomorrow, Thanksgiving. Washington at Dallas. Dallas went from 11 up to 12.5. And the 6.5 through 7 to 7.5 at DraftKings, with San Francisco laying it on the road and 44 on the total, is a big move. Now, we move to Black Friday. I mentioned Amazon paid $100 million for the game. We're going to enjoy it. Even if your boy, Timothy Boyle, is under center for the Jets. The Jets still have something to play for. So does Miami. Miami shouldn't be laying 10 on the road. I don't care who's under. I don't care if Dawson's under center for the Jets. It's going to be a spirited Jets team. Saleh's a good coach. The defense is very good. They can run the football. Now, again, it's a little bit overrated as far as I think outside they're a little overrated. The offensive line stinks. However, the Jets are going to play with some pride here. And the Dolphins' homeway splits are just disastrous. So the idea that the Dolphins, who are a roller coaster anyway, are laying doubles on the road. We're showing 9 at a couple of shops. Again, DraftKings is showing 10 as you get to another key number there, and 41 on the total. No surprise. Now, I guess a tad surprising when you look at a short total like that because the Dolphins are involved, but they don't score on the road like they do at home. That's just the big difference.
Yeah, and then the Tim Boyle aspect. I don't care how good Tim Boyle is. The factor of him being such an unknown actually is an advantage until we figure out what he is and his tendencies. Like, he's got the full week to prepare. So to me, the unknown factor automatically makes him a slight upgrade to me over what we've seen from Zach Wilson the last few weeks.
I watched Tim Boyle. Tim Boyle was a Detroit Lion. He made 3 starts for the Lions. Tim Boyle's, he's not good. However, he's replacing Zach Wilson. Right now, a 29-year-old Tim Boyle, who's a journeyman out of Connecticut, is better than Zach Wilson. That's all.
Yeah.
He is just going to check down. He's not going to make mistakes. Tim Boyle is going to be just fine. Again, the number is outrageous. And what do you have for us for sound here?
Yeah, so as you mentioned, Tim Boyle, 29 years old, been in the league a few years, now going to finally get a start. He met with the New York media yesterday and was asked about his confidence level going into this game.
I mean, yeah, you ask any quarterback, I think that's the big one is, you know, you got to feel like you're dangerous out there. You know, you can't go into a play or a series, you know, thinking with any doubt. So I think confidence is critical going in there and, you know, feeling like I'm the guy and that I'm not going to miss. And, you know, that's kind of the focus. But yeah, confidence is everything playing quarterback.
It feels like it's dangerous. What does that mean?
Just, you know, it's a mindset, you know, going out there and feeling like you can't miss. You know, that's seeing the coverage, making the correct decisions and being accurate. I think that's the culmination of playing quarterback. It's being on time, being accurate, and making good decisions.
Okay, so there's Tim Boyle talking about his start. It's a big opportunity for the kid. I call him a kid. He's 29 years old. But on Friday, standalone, again, Black Friday, first ever. Right now, the Jets, DraftKings catching 10, 41. You would agree that doubles with the Dolphins on the road is ludicrous.
Yeah, but I do. I'm starting to really buy into, like, we can't take too much from what we saw from some of these teams on Sunday that are playing on the shorter week. I think, again, they thought that they could get by against the Raiders with having a kind of vanilla, you know, basic game plan. And in the end, you know, they struggled with Las Vegas. So maybe they were saving that for the Jets. But I agree. This is also a team that, much like the Cowboys, they beat up on the bad and they struggle with the good. And I know the Jets aren't good, but the defense is legit. And I think 10 is just a lot of points to expect from them on the road.
Early window coming up this Sunday, Pittsburgh, 259 rotation at Cincinnati. Can he pick it? Yes, he can. Can he pick it? Yes, he can. No, he can't.
Well, you got to pick his passes off the ground.
Mr. Browning's going to be under center for the Bengals. So the Bengals, they gone. Their season's done, which is a disaster for us sitting there with the $1,000 free roll at 40-1. He gone.
Well, no. You don't know that.
Wait, hold on.
You don't know that.
No.
You don't know that.
I do know that.
You don't
what
know
are you
that.
Talking about? No. We
Jake
do know
Browning
that.
Had a quote. He said, this isn't a Josh Dobbs situation. I've been here. I know this system. And there were reports today the Bengals expect to run their full playbook with Jake Browning there. You don't know that.
Okay. That's cool. Good little nugget, big guy. Kenny Pickett in Pittsburgh. So the big story there is it was a long time coming, but Mike Tomlin decided to pull the cord and has decided to fire your boy, Matt Canada. Did you see what Jay Gruden said? Jay Gruden, the old coach of the Redskins, now Commanders, of course, John Gruden's brother. And Jay Gruden likes to get busy. And what I mean by busy is likes to throw him back. You know what I'm saying? But anyway. And has he come on Sharp Money?
Yes, multiple times. He's very good.
He's a donk. He's a donk.
He was very good.
He
was.
You think, and here's the thing about you with guests, is you think anybody that you think that anybody as a name inherently is going to be good because they just say words, because you idolize people. So Jay Gruden was a head coach, so he probably said some words on the show and he thought it was money.
Yeah, well,
but he did say this. Let me just say what he said, because I love this quote from him. Matt Canada got fired. Jay Gruden did a spot, shocker. And he said, I'd like to see somebody run this offense with below average tackles, a young quarterback, and small wide receivers that don't block. He didn't mention your boy, the Glacier, Najee Harris as well, although Jalen Warren is very, very good. But your boy, Mike Tomlin, would you like to defend yourself as far as guests that have a name?
I actually like Jay Gruden. He said he says things that I don't know about football. Maybe I just don't know a lot about football. A guy who does know a lot is Mike Tomlin. And he's a great leader. This was him telling the media about Matt Canada's firing yesterday.
Did not come to this decision lightly, to be really transparent with you. It's just a personal belief of mine from a leadership perspective. It is my role to absorb and protect those that I work with. And this doesn't feel like that. Obviously, I'm not interested in assigning blame or deflecting in any way. It's more in my natural nature to absorb, to be quite honest with you. I've been in this role so long, I'm quite comfortable absorbing. So just rest assured that this decision was not taken lightly. I got a lot of respect for Matt personally and professionally. It was not easy, but I thought it was necessary. This is a result-oriented business. And to be short, the improvements were not rapid enough or consistent enough for us to proceed. You got to score touchdowns in this business. You got to win games in this business. And just the totality of it.
Oh, my gosh, Dustin, you ever heard of the edit button?
today.
Who plays clips that are a minute and a half long?
It's
what
a minute!
Doing?
It was almost over. I thought it was a great clip.
Playing a clip that's a minute long? 30 seconds. That should be the max. Ever heard of an edit button? And by the way, the ironic part, he said to be short in his clip. Matt Canada. Don't get bitter with me. We're going to come. I promise Brady is next.
This This is Sharp Money with Patrick Maher and Amal Shaw on VSIN, the sports betting network.
Bet $5 and get $150 instantly in bonus bets right now for new customers at DraftKings. Download the app, which we just talked about. Use that promo code SHARP, S-H-A-R-P. And also, every better, every day, DraftKings, a no-sweat, same-game parlay. DraftKings, the crown is yours. We got you back here on a Thanksgiving Eve edition of Sharp Money. I'm Patrick Maher. Happy holidays. So the big guy, Dustin Sweetelson, live. I was asking you during the break, is it busy there? I don't hear a ton of action at Sigma Derby. How's the D today? It's always interesting, right? Because this is, I believe, and that's why I opened the show saying get a DD or call an Uber tonight.
Oh, it's a big night.
This is the night that you go and you try to holler at that girl you were getting at on Facebook.
Oh, from high school?
Like that you went to school with. What were you being dramatic about?
I'm so envious. My parents left my hometown in 03 when I graduated high school. I've always wanted to spend a Thanksgiving Eve in my hometown and holler at all the girls that I was scared to holler at when I was in high school.
There's a good look right there at the big bar up on, and you can see in the background, you see the VSIN insignia, the big guy to the right of that Bar Canada, right there to the left, the big guy waving for those of you watching YouTube TV and our other platforms, Sharp Money here on VSIN. But again, it's a busy night. And I was wondering if it was busy there at the D, but you said it's kind of empty today.
Maybe it'll get busier later with some of the locals coming back to town, meet up.
Okay. You okay today, big guy? You all right?
Am I okay? That's a loaded question.
We just got a text from JVT because we talked about Betsgiving, and I said that Dustin was taking it very seriously. And here's what Jonathan Von Tobel, VSiN host, had to say. 1 year I went to play football at the park on Thanksgiving. The team we played turned into a tackle football game. Dustin is those guys. Ridiculous. He's talking about you and your approach to Betsgiving.
I don't understand why you would do something and not try to win. Also, like, I have nothing else to do. I'm here by myself. I'm going to be sitting around. Why would I not place a million bets for Betsgiving and try to take home the belt? I don't understand this.
So Tom Brady, I got you, big guy, and I hope you win. I really do. I do hope you win because it means more to you than water means to somebody stranded in the desert.
But it doesn't. It's just, look, they said, here's a free $1,000. Here's the rules. Go do your best. Why wouldn't you try and do your best? By the way, my best might be the worst. I might come in last place, but why not at least do it?
Tom Brady has retired from football, but Tom Brady hasn't retired from being Tom Brady. And that is a person that has an insatiable appetite for attention. It just never stops. It don't stop and it doesn't quit. And that's just who he is. That's okay. We're all born a little bit differently. He's the big guy. I'm me. You're you. Like, we all just intrinsically, we're different. We have different needs. We have different trauma from growing up that causes those needs or lack of needs. Like the fact that I won't leave my house because I have agoraphobia, yet I'm going to go to Doug and Vince's gay Thanksgiving party tomorrow. They're a gay couple. I'm not saying it. And it's going to be gay. It's going to be a lot of fun. But the idea of Tom Brady just putting himself into the spotlight consistently because he needs the attention is hilarious to me. And also this bit that he's doing is hilarious as well, because what's about to come out of his mouth that you're going to hear is utter nonsense. Let's hear from the GOAT, Tom Brady.
I think there's a lot of mediocrity in today's NFL. I don't see the excellence that I saw in the past. I think the coaching isn't as good as it was. I don't think the development of young players is as good as it was. The rules have allowed a lot of bad habits to get into the actual performance of the game. Mm-hmm. So I just think the product, in my opinion, is less than what it's been.
It's such an outplayed trope, which is we do this in life, and I'm sure we do it in every aspect of life, which is looking to the past and glorifying what used to be. Like, if he's being serious here, when I was growing up, whether it's Jim Kelly, Dan Marino, 3,000 passing yards was a big deal, right? Now, consistently, not necessarily consistently, but you're getting guys that are throwing for over 5,000 passing yards. Now, if you just want to sit there and pretend to be an old school type football fan that likes the run game, 2 yards and a pile of dust, go for it. Have fun. Knock yourself out. But Tom Brady looking to the past and pretending like football used to be better. I just talked about the ratings. People are into it more than they've ever been. The game's never been better. It's never been healthier. And I wanted to tell Tom about a friend of mine. I had a friend who was a big baseball player back in high school. He could throw, Dustin, that speed ball by you and make you look like a fool, boy. I saw him just the other night at the roadside bar. I was walking in. He was walking out. We went back inside, sat down, and had a few drinks, but all he kept talking about was glory days. Well, they'll pass you by. Tom, pay attention. You're absolutely losing your mind. You need the attention. You've retired. Move on. It's okay. The NFL is going to be fine without you, even if you don't think it is. We understand it's not necessarily passive aggressive. We know what you're trying to accomplish. You're trying to say, hey, look at me. I was better than this current crop of players. Well, let me tell you something else, Tom, a little story about a girl. Well, there's a girl that lives up the block. Dustin, back in school, she could turn all the boys' heads. Sometimes on a Friday, I'll stop by and have a few drinks after she puts her kids to bed. Her and her husband, Bobby, well, they split up. I guess it's 2 years gone by now. We just sit around talking about the old times. She says she feels like crying. She starts laughing, talking about glory days. You understand what I'm telling you, big guy?
Oh, I understand what you're talking about. Sounds like you're the boss in this conversation right now. That's what it sounds like.
Yeah. Do you have a reaction to Tom Brady talking about how it used? It's just, it really is so predictable. It's like as soon as somebody retires and the game starts to pass them by or the game continues without them, he's talking about coaching being better back in the day. He's talking about the players being better. That's just factually like I don't know if they're better coached back then, but the athlete today is better than it's ever been. That's factual.
When did Tom Brady retire again?
2 years ago.
He was there. He's been a part of this. It hasn't changed that much. Acting like he wasn't there and not a part of it is insanity. Like, I don't understand. Like, it's just, I get when we get older, this is the mindset we all have. We all think, like, in our prime, things were better. But there, first of all, things got better in the league as his career went on. Like, look around. Look around at how much easier it got for him to play when he was older. See greater players around him, greater athletes around him. I don't understand what he's talking about.
I mean, look, a lot of things get better with time and with surgery. Like when he got a hair transplant, his hair got better. When he got face done, he got fillers done, his face got better. Like these are also facts, so it's not like we're pretending. But I'm just saying, again, I think it's a little trite to talk about. All right, now,
How do you think Tom Brady would approach Betsgiving, though?
I think he'd probably have your approach. I think he'd be very competitive.
I think Michael Jordan would approach Betsgiving.
I think he'd approach it just like you. Are you trying to lump yourself in with Michael Jordan and Tom Brady?
Just saying the great ones go for it.
So remember I said earlier today that I was going to give out for free Thomas Gable's three picks. Thomas Gable, race and sportsbook director over at the Borgata, is going to join us in about 37 minutes. Mike Stone coming up in 7 minutes from Detroit. Let's go ahead and give out these plays. I don't even know if they've tipped yet, so you can tell me as I give them out. Three plays, Thomas Gable, 3-0 last night, and I'm going to read them correctly. He likes Northern Kentucky laying 7.5. He likes Incarnate World, Jacksonville Word. State, Word, Jacksonville State, 139.5. Alabama State and Samford, over 150. That's an over 139.5 for Incarnate Word and Jackson State, over 150. Alabama State, Samford, and then Northern Kentucky laying 7.5. Again, those games may have tipped. I'm just giving you the games as I read them.
You know what the word incarnate means? I never actually looked it up.
No, go ahead.
Deity or spirit embodied in flesh and human form.
So it's obviously a religious school.
Has to be a religious school then. I had no idea.
Thomas Gable going to be joining us coming up in just a little bit. But those are the three plays. Now, again, throughout the college basketball season, Gable sends us the plays. If you're a VSiN subscriber, VSiN.com right now, $60. You get the plays every single day. But we were feeling a little festive today on Thanksgiving Eve. So we gave out the three, hopefully three winners, just like he went 3-0 last night. Okay, when we return here on Sharp Money, we've got Mike Stone, 97.1 The Ticket. Back in the day, most of you have that local sports talk radio show that you grew up with. Mike and the Mad Dog. Mine was Stoney and Wojo. And Mike Stone, a longtime radio host there in Detroit, we're going to ask him about the Lions tomorrow, laying 7.5, hosting the Packers. Also, my Pistons are on a 12-game heater the wrong way. Plenty to talk about with Mike Stone. Then Thomas Gable, Andy Staples, the best when it comes to college football, and Brennan White, straight from the trading room floor. Still to come here on Sharp Money.